When I was doing Mississippi Burning, I was playing Clayton Townley, who was head of the Ku Klux Klan. And when I shot Mississippi Burning, we shot this scene with 2,500 extras. I mean, it was amazing. And it was rumored that one-third, and maybe more, of the extras who signed up to be in the movie used their Ku Klux Klan cards as identification to be extras because they heard what the scene was. So when we were shooting the movie, Alan Parker came up to me on stage and he said, just do the first half of the speech. First half of the speech was very innocuous, very just, I love Mississippi, they hate Mississippi, we believe in what Mississippi can, very innocuous. Second half of the speech was very racist, was very aggressive and violent. Second part of the speech. So Alan said, just do the first part of the speech, we'll shoot it from a lot of different angles, we'll call cut, and then we'll send everybody home. And then we'll shoot the second part of the speech in close-up when everybody's gone. Because we don't want to insult these people in their own backyard. So I started the speech, we started shooting probably around 1 in the morning. Because when you shoot at night, it means you shoot all night. We started about 1 in the morning. And we shot about an hour and a half from a million cameras, from a million things. And every time Alan calls cut, right at this one moment, which is the end of the first half of the speech. We're about an hour and a half or 2 hours in, and we're all getting tired. It's like 2:30 in the morning. And Alan doesn't call cut. And in my head, my actor brain says, like, if the director doesn't call cut, it's your job to keep going. So I keep going. And I go into the second part of the speech for the first time, and everybody starts yelling. They start screaming. You know, it's all this anti-black stuff, and they start roaring and stomping, and they have torches. It's like a scene from Braveheart or something. It's terrifying, and people are going, and they're yelling at me like, right on, man. We love you, man. You ought to run for governor. You're on it. I mean, it was terrifying. And Alan comes running up on stage and says like something like, well, we never expected anything like this to happen. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep doing it. I'm going, yeah. So now I'm doing the whole speech. And everybody is in it, and they're screaming, and they're going crazy. We've been shooting for about 3 hours. And I'm getting a little hoarse doing this speech over and over again. And the AD comes up and says, do you need anything? I said, well, I wouldn't mind having some tea or something. And since this story happened, I have now read some scientific articles about how various behaviors, there's a contagion in various behaviors. And I think that there was a contagion going on that night of hatred. And I said I needed some tea, and I wanted maybe, I think I actually said a few grapes, because they're wet and they kind of wet the throat. And so the AD yelled for the craft service, and that night on craft service was like a 12 or 13 year old black boy. His name was Joshua. And ordinarily his whole family was there running craft services, but tonight they were off preparing or something for the next day, and the only person there running the thing was this little kid, Joshua, with all these people yelling. So anyway, I asked for some tea, and the AD goes, Joshua, where are you? Joshua, come here. Joshua, come here. Did you hear me talking to you? Now, this is the AD talking, and all of the extras get really quiet, and you feel the back getting up. And little Joshua comes walking up close to me. Says, did you hear Mr. Tobolowsky want some tea? Mr. Tobolowsky, do you want any milk or do you want any sugar? No, just tea and some lemon. Tea and some lemon, Joshua. Do you understand? Tea and some lemon? And he goes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand, sir. And everybody, there's this tension you could cut with a knife. And Joshua starts walking back through the crowd, and I said, Joshua, you know, I'm sorry, you know, just, it's no big deal, you know, just whenever you have it. And this little kid turned around in the middle of all those people and all those clans, and everybody says, he says, sir, don't worry about me. I'm going to be just fine. And you keep up doing what you're doing. You're doing a really good job. And he went back. And I was standing on that stage, so floored by this kid's courage at that moment. And it was like nothing to him. He did his thing. And he was unperturbed by almost 3,000 people around him screaming this kind of hatred. And to me, it was a lesson to me. And of all the people I met on Mississippi Burning, I certainly want to see Alan Parker again. But I would really love to know where Joshua is and what happened to Joshua. Because I felt he was something special.